to talk about gratefulness. Luke 17:11. And it came to pass as when he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood far off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? And there are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said to him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. This is a story about a blind boy. A blind boy sat on the steps of a building with his hat by his feet. He held up a sign which said, I am blind, please help. But there were only a few coins in the hat. A man was walking by. He took a few coins from his pocket and dropped them in the hat. He then took the sign, turned it around, and wrote some words. He put the sign back so that everyone who walked by would see the new words. Soon the hat began to fill up. A lot more people were giving money to the blind boy. That afternoon, the man who had changed the sign came to see how things were. The boy recognized his footsteps and asked, Were you the one who changed my sign this morning? What did you write? The man said, I only wrote the truth. I said what you said, but in different ways. I wrote, Today is a beautiful day, but I cannot see it. Those signs told that the boy was blind, but the first sign simply said that the boy was blind. The second sign told the people that they were so blessed they were not blind. Should we be surprised that the second sign was more effective? First Chronicles 16:34. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Before we were really born again, most of us weren't really lovable. We were self-centered and focused on pleasing ourselves, but God loved us so much that he gave his only son, Christ, to die for us. We give thanks because he loved us enough to do that. That shows his great mercy toward us. We should be grateful. I can really stop right here and go home, but I have more. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, In everything give thanks unto the Lord, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It is hard to think about giving thanks to God when life seems difficult, but we can give thanks because God will never leave us nor forsake us when times are hard. He freely gives us wisdom and grace. Freely gives us wisdom and grace and strength to move forward in every situation. A grateful heart in times of trouble can be encouraged to trust God. Trust in the Lord at all times. Colossians 3:17. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and Father by him. Every believer has an opportunity to show their gratefulness to God by doing good works for others. It is the Lord who gives us the strength to serve and give to give and to work. When we start our jobs with a spirit of gratefulness, our load becomes lighter, and the Lord opens a way for us to share the good news. Romans 7:25. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Without the grace of God, we would all be lost. Through the power of Jesus Christ, we are given the strength to rise above our sinful nature and overcome the desires of our flesh. We should be grateful for the Holy Spirit giving us power to resist the devil and for setting us free. Be careful for Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything give everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Even before we know for sure that God has answered our prayers, we give Him thanks. We thank Him just for the blessings of hearing our prayers and answering them according to His will. Our prayer should just be as equally full of praise and worship and thankfulness as it is for our petitions.